welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Feels like a good day to stay inside. There's a marathon running on.
Yes, the marathon of radio. Ta-da! Here we are, like magic. Every day at the same time, we appear in your ear. It's magic. Can you imagine life without us? The Good Day program. Hello. I'm Doug Stan, my friend Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Kara is very serious today, so don't get too wrapped around whatever it is that
you've
you...
Got three
if you
want to
have a conversation...
Who've I've heard Dougettes. All three of us say that we're a little tired today, so...
Yeah.
Are you really?
We're
all right, I'll have to get
different
you going.
Reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to finish reading my... I have a copy of In Style magazine that I've been reading.
Wow.
Make sure that I'm
proud
That's
of
what
you.
I said,
did
Jen.
Could you flip to the back? They have a men's fashion section.
Well, I didn't get that far. I was actually...
He's reading the girly
night,
stuff first.
Well, I was. This is a laugh. Meredith knew that you guys would have fun with me if I... Last night when she came to bed, she says, "You're reading. Why are you reading my In Style magazine?" I said, "Because I want to see what's in there. I want to be connected with the things that you use to be beautiful, and I want to know what's going on." She just laughed at me. I had never seen that. I didn't even know the magazine existed till last night when I saw it on the end of the bed. So I just looked
In-Style's
at it.
InStyle's one of my favorite. I like InStyle because they do house stuff, they do fashion stuff,
yeah,
there's the man section. It's pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, InStyle's great. That's one of the few magazines that's really made it throughout the magazine crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Really? So what could I learn, Jennifer, from the men's section of InStyle magazine?
Well, typically, I mean, the section isn't gigantic, but they will take and they'll do a profile.
I noticed that. It was like a paragraph.
Right. It's like two pages or three pages, but they take an interview with the man who's stylish and they ask him questions about his fashion. And
nobody's ever interviewed me. Why not? I'm stylish.
Well, you know, as soon as the corduroy comes back in style, I'm sure that you're going to be first in line. No doubt.
Really?
Weren't there turtlenecks in there, too?
Okay, all right. Enough of this.
I've only heard. I've never seen. I've heard.
Okay, so there are relics of September 11th. Who knew that there were still things left over from September 11th? They're in a hangar at JFK in New York as a big warehouse that once held a couple of thousand different items, but there are only 18 of them left. Remains of the parking garage, a police car, metal that's mangled from the buildings. And so the Port Authority says they want to give away these final remnants. You got to be a nonprofit or a government entity. The pieces have to go on display in a site with public access. I would think this would be, I think earlier, this is kind of a ghoulish way.
This is creepy.
Come on, let's enough of this. Let's keep moving.
Yeah,
I'm most creeped
out
by the office pass. That's the creepiest one of all. Why would anyone even want to touch that? That's so sad and creepy.
If you're a museum, though, I mean, sometimes people can learn from this kind of stuff, and it's most dramatic when it's there in person.
Yes.
So I'd be
okay. Well, we were talking earlier, Jen, about we decry the fact we don't teach history, modern history of our country, and this may be an answer in part. To understand. Yeah, okay, that's a good suggestion. Here's another sort of connection to that. A 16-year-old golden retriever dog, the last living search and rescue dog from the site, was euthanized yesterday.
Oh.
24 firefighters honoring the dog and bid her farewell as she was walked to the place where they euthanized her, and then they buried her. A U.S. flag was placed over her.
It's so amazing to think. I mean, not to take away the sadness of losing the animal, but when you put into perspective the lifespan of a dog, I mean, September 11th was a while ago. And it's so bizarre that in some ways it feels like it was just minutes ago, and in other ways it just feels so far away. It's weird.
Removed. Okay.
I mean, come
13
on.
13 past the hour. There is a lot of concern about certain diseases that seem to be coming back to the surface. We thought we'd had them taken care of. One of those is meningitis. And I have a story, actually a mother going to join us in a moment, who's going to share the story of how her family is impacted by meningitis. So that's the next matter of focus up here on Good Day.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
Michael Hartman, Mount Dora, Florida.
Won't do that again.
Bravest and stupidest thing I've ever done in my life, 212 miles an hour.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Bird of prey.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Fast times.
212 miles an hour. Borrowed a buddy of mine's Busa. He wanted me just to take it up to their shop for him, and I took it for 3 days. That bike was a 200-plus miles an hour. The bad thing about it is I didn't talk the bike out. It had more. Bravest and stupidest thing I've ever done in my life. If I wreck at that speed, you're nothing but a cheese grater on the road.
And 212 cages are.
Little black specks that go by real fast. If someone pulled out at that speed, I'd be dead. I didn't expect to live to be 40, and every year after this is just a bonus. I live fast. I played in rock and roll bands all my life, rode motorcycles all my life. A lot of people burn out fast.
American Biker Minute.
Fortunate ones that I'm still alive.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Think green.
Harrison with you. A National Health and Nutrition Examination survey shows drinking a glass of freshly squeezed juice every morning lowers the risk of obesity. But it has to be freshly squeezed to get the actual benefit. The study found that people who drank 100% freshly squeezed juice had less fat, smaller waists, and a lower insulin resistance. They also found the risk of obesity was 22% lower for people who drank 100% fresh squeezed orange juice every day. This goes along with the well-known advice to eat lots of fruits and vegetables anyway to avoid certain diseases. And to save money, you can juice your own fruits and vegetables to get the full benefits. And drinking the juice right after juicing also allows for the maximum benefits to kick in. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactive Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
All right, coming up to quarter after the hour on the Good Day program. Joining us now is Dr. Richard Chung, who is the Director of Adolescent Medicine at Duke University, and Patty Wolkowitz, who is the Founder and Executive Director of the Kimberly Coffey Foundation. Ms. Wolkowitz, let's start with you and the story of your daughter, Kimberly, for whom this foundation is named.
Good morning.
Hi. Tell us the story of your daughter and what happened as you discovered that she had meningitis.
My healthy 17-year-old daughter, Kimberly Coffey, was a high school senior. She came home from school one afternoon with body aches, telling me everything hurt her, and she did have a temperature of 101. It seemed to me that she had the flu, but within hours, her symptoms became so much worse, and I had her rushed to the emergency room. And when the doctor in the emergency room told me that she suspected Kimberly had bacterial meningitis, I couldn't believe it, and I told the doctor that's not possible. Kimberly had been vaccinated for meningococcal disease. As a mother and a nurse, I was very vigilant in having my children vaccinated against meningococcal disease, so I couldn't understand what was happening. And unfortunately, things happened very quickly for Kim. The infection ravaged through her body, and unfortunately, she did pass away after 9 days in the hospital.
Good Lord. Dr. Chung, yeah. There's a lot of controversy about certain vaccines these days, and I'm wondering whether people even understand that one of the common vaccines that young people get is the meningitis instead of meningococcal, I believe. Is that true that most everybody is getting in their vaccines, a vaccine against meningitis?
That's very true, for sure, especially if a teen's been to the doctor any time in the last several years. You know, we talk commonly about a variety of teen vaccines, and certainly the meningitis vaccine, as we talk about it, is something certainly that parents and teens have heard about, at least, and many teens have received so far. The difference, though, and sort of the landscape shift that's happened in recent years, is that there's actually a new meningitis or meningococcal vaccine against type B. So there's actually five key types of this particular bacteria, and the sort of older vaccine had four out of the five covered, and we didn't have a vaccine against type B. Importantly, when Patty's daughter passed away from this infection, there was no vaccine against type B, and there was nothing that could have been done at the time. And part of the reason why Patty and I are here is to let people know that we do now, as of about a year and a half ago, have a vaccine against this type B, this fifth and key type. And many parents and teens are just not aware of that. And they may kind of go about thinking that, as sort of Patty alluded to, that they're immune against meningitis because they've gotten this meningitis vaccine, but they don't realize that this fifth type likely was not part of that coverage.
Yeah. All right. So what can you say to calm people down, Dr. Chung, who are worried about these vaccines? Because some of them, and I don't think any of them had anything to do with meningitis, had that the thimerosal or whatever it is, the mercury in the vaccine that preserved it. That's not a part of this, is it? Or has it? I don't think it ever has been when it comes to meningitis vaccines. Has it been?
No, you're right about that. You know, I think vaccines can be somewhat of a complicated discussion, which is why, you know, one of our key messages here today is for people to go to their healthcare provider and have a thoughtful discussion. I think what we see far too often is that, you know, parents and teens may hear something from some source and just kind of take that as sort of the gospel on this particular issue. But until you've heard all the information, especially until you've heard from your healthcare provider, the expert on these sorts of topics, and the person who's sort of vested with taking care of your child, you don't have all the information. You know, we're supportive of every parent and teen making their own decisions, as long as they make it with every key piece of information in hand, rather than just, you know, based on a single piece.
Ms. Wolkowitz, you founded you put together a foundation in your daughter's memory, for your daughter's memory. What is it are you raising money for educational awareness? What happens with this Kimberly Coffey Foundation?
I'm educating parents about meningococcal, which includes MenB, because I don't want another family to experience what I went through, and I don't want another person to experience what Kim went through. It's so important that parents understand that the vaccine, the meningococcal vaccine, does not protect against all five types of meningococcal disease. And it's so important that parents know that the MenB vaccine is available now. And in fact, the Kimberly Coffey Foundation has recently teamed up with Pfizer to conduct a Harris poll to understand what it is that parents do know or do not know about meningococcal disease and its available vaccines.
So the vaccine protects against A, C, W, and Y, and now this new one against B, something that, again, a good conversation with a good doctor as you're bringing your child along, whenever the vaccine conversation is, when you go to the doctors and figure out what you want to do. This is part of the reason I want to have this conversation, because I think most people don't know that that's part of the routine that's now available. So thanks to both of you, Ms. Wolkowitz, for your work in the memory of your daughter, and Dr. Chung giving some really, what you presented was easy to understand, and I think people appreciate that as well. Thank you both for being here on Good Day at 21 After.